We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoon Drive continues from training camp in Berea, and we are awfully excited to be joined by Browns tight end David Njoku. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. It's a fun time of year because we finally get to actually see football instead of talking about all the hypotheticals, and I have to imagine that it was nice to actually get out on the field and hit somebody wearing a different jersey. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you thought of the first preseason game?
It was brief. It was a good start, but you know, there's always more work to do. So I believe the offensive starters, we had about 9 snaps, and just gotta, you know, brick by brick, day by day, just keep getting better.
And what do you try to accomplish when you know you've got such a small workload coming like that?
Just I guess perfect our craft, you know, focus on like the fundamentals, the small things, you know, like the things that we don't normally talk about as often, and just perfect that, and just like I said, get better every day.
This is a fun time of year because there's a lot of hope and a lot of optimism, and in the off season here you've chosen to make Cleveland your home. This is an organization that drafted you, and you were at a point where you probably had options to go look elsewhere. Why is Cleveland so important to you? Why did you choose to stay here?
It's where I became a man. I feel like there's no place I'd rather be because of just all like the ups and downs that I've had while being here. You know, it made me feel like this is the only place I would love to play for, you know, this organization.
And I would assume that a lot of that has to do with the relationships that you build with people, right? I mean, it's at the end of the day, you're playing a game, but this is your place of work. Mm-hmm. How strong right now do you feel the relationships are that you have with coaching staff and front office and organization members, even beyond just your teammates?
I mean, obviously, I think it's most important to have the relationship with the players, you know, but as each day goes by, the closer we all get, you know, all of us, and that's very important in this game, you know, because you want to play for each other, not just for the name on the back of your jersey. So, like I said, you know, we're just going to work away every single day. I'm not a rapper, by the way, but yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Brendan Gulick with you on Afternoon Drive, and Browns tight end David Njoku, our guest here this afternoon. Take me back to the off season here. Before you came back, you reported for camp and things, you know, started ramping up. What was the off season like as you tried to prepare for the year?
It was good. It was good. I mean, I have my yearly routine of, you know, whether I just take X amount of days to relax and recover from the season to, you know, ramping things up in Miami where I train. So yeah, it was just, you know, it was good. It was a good off season.
And I guess how has that off season, you know, curriculum, if you will, how has that kind of evolved for you? I mean, you probably don't train now like you did your rookie year. You kind of learn about your body and you learn new techniques and things.
I think I train harder now, honestly. I mean, I just the secret is in the dirt is a quote that will never leave me, and I feel like as each year goes by, the harder I feel like I should go. So yeah, I mean, yes, I listen to my body, but at the end of the day, the work needs to be done.
You mentioned Miami. I know you had a great career there at the U. Things have changed a lot in college football between now and then. You wish you had a chance to play when name, image, and likeness was a thing.
That would be kind of nice, right? Yeah, I mean, for sure. I'm sure everybody does. You know, that it's players in college are getting paid a lot of money nowadays. So
no kidding.
I'm sure everybody would love to just get like a year or two of that.
What's been your relationship with the school since you've left?
Very good.
Coach Cristobal?
Of course. I actually trained there a few times this offseason, too. He's a great coach. I'm excited to see them show out this year.
Awesome. Well, it should be fun to watch them for sure. How about back on the current front? You know, you've got an offense that probably right now, I think it's fair to say that you guys are as skilled when you're fully healthy as you've been at any point, you know, during your time here. I'm curious what you see that the rest of us don't have the ability to see. When you guys are fully healthy and clicking, can you give us some idea of what that feels like and why people should be excited about the potential for this offense?
It's very exciting. When everybody's healthy and everyone's on the same page, it is a very exciting sight to see. And it starts with the work. You know, we have full pads in today, so we're going to try to give it all we got for today and watch the film and then come back tomorrow and do the same thing. So, yeah, when we're all on the same page and everyone's clicking, it's lethal.
Feels like there's been a lot of talk from players about how much time you guys have tried to spend together off the field and just the chemistry that you guys are building. What feels different about that this year than in the last few that you've been here?
I think it was very important that the offense as a whole went to the Bahamas together for a few days just to, like, you know, kick it and relax and enjoy each other, along with getting some work in as well. And I feel like, just from my personal experience, you know, I bonded with the offensive line like I never have before, you know, versus the receivers, you know, bonding with the line, you know, and everybody just, you know, coming together. So that was big for us, I think. That was a big step in the right direction.
Who makes the decision on where you go? You went to the Bahamas. That sounds awesome. Everybody wants to do that. But I'm just curious, who chooses the Bahamas?
I think Deshaun did. I mean, okay. I was just told this is where we're going, you know, and, you know, see you there.
Hop on the,
like,
plane and
yeah,
let's go.
Sure, let's do it. So it was awesome.
And what else do you like to do when you're down there and you're not getting work in? What kind of fun stuff did you guys do?
Just hung by the pool, you know, relaxed, just enjoyed each other's company.
I know you guys have joint practices coming up later this week with the Eagles. Do you prefer, in terms of your preparation to get ready for the year, do you prefer joint practices versus preseason games?
It doesn't matter to me. Okay. Man. And whatever it is, you know, competition is the best thing that was ever invented in my eyes. So whatever it is, you know, you buckle up them tennis drafts and then you get after it. So.
You ever worry about, you know, tempers flaring and guys, you know, getting hurt if fights break out and things like that? I know that can happen at times.
I mean, yeah, we never want people to get hurt, but, you know, the tempers flaring, that's part of the game, you know. You have to love it. You have to love it, like, what it all comes with it, you know. So me personally, that makes me a little more excited.
David Njoku, our guest on Afternoon Drive, 92.3 The Fan here in Cleveland. You know, I have to imagine it was probably nice for you to get back on the field last season after you had a couple of years in a row where you were kind of battling some injuries. How long does it take when you're coming back from an injury? I realize you're going through the physical rehab, but from a mental perspective, you can only mental rep things so often. How long does it take before you feel like, man, I'm back, I got it, I'm good?
I mean, we've been playing this game our whole lives, really, so it's really more so physical getting back, and then once you get back physically and you feel confidence in whatever that was injured, it's just right back, I feel like.
You mentioned your relationship with the offensive lineman. Who's the funniest guy in the offensive line?
There's a couple. The funniest guys, I'd say, are either Joel or Wyatt. Those boys are hilarious.
Yeah.
In different ways, too.
Okay, how are they different?
I mean, Joel's more like, you know, business-like, serious, but he has his moments where he likes to act funny. Wyatt is just like a character, so, yeah.
What do you think they'd say about you?
I guess you can ask them and we'll find out.
I guess we will.
Yeah, let's do it.
I guess I'd like your thoughts on the fact that, you know, because you're sort of locked in now with signing a contract extension and you are the leader of that room, has your perspective changed at all, having to kind of step into a leadership role where, you know, you're a staple of this offense now?
I wouldn't say change. I'd say more so grow. I mean, when I, throughout my years of being here, I've always tried to help, you know, the guys that were next to me, either younger guys or guys that were in my draft class. Actually, it wasn't until, I think, this year and last year where some of the rookies were, you know, not older than me, so that's a little exciting, you know. But I just try to, you know, be that helping hand wherever I can. You know, I know as a rookie or like a person new to a team, it may be a little difficult to ask certain questions or to, you know, figure out certain things, and I'm just trying to be that helping hand to help everybody.
I want to take you back to your pre-college days, because rumor has it you were a heck of a high jumper, pretty good track athlete. Do you miss those days?
Yeah, they were fun. They were fun for sure. I won nationals in high school, so that was exciting. I also ran track in college at University of Miami. It was fun. It was a lot of work at UM, but it was fun.
I feel like a lot of guys when they're in high school, you know, sort of do the football season and then they stay in shape by running track or competing in field events. But not too many guys are doing that when they're in college. How did you balance that?
It wasn't easy, honestly. I'd have like football training from like, I'd say 6 to like 11:30, and then track practice from like 12:30 to like 2, and then I go to class and everything. So it was a lot, but it was enjoyable.
That's cool, man. It's a fun combination for sure. I heard that at U of M they were trying to figure out where to put you, and I know tight end eventually became the option, but rumor has it you played a little linebacker.
Yeah, for a few days they put me at linebacker, man. It was crazy.
What's the perspective like when you're on the other side of the ball there?
No, I just I like scoring touchdowns and getting sacks, so you know I was almost out the door going to Ohio State, and you know, but no one really knows much about that story. But yeah, it was tough, but we found a way to get me back on the offensive side, so I was happy about that.
I had heard that you had offers from Boston College and Temple along with the Buckeyes. What was the ultimate swaying thing? Since we are in the heart of Buckeye country here, what was the thing that swayed you toward and kept you there?
I can't talk about that. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Understood. Do you follow the Buckeyes at all?
A little bit, yeah.
They've got a pretty good team this year and high hopes for sure. Mm-hmm. I know they're hopeful down in Coral Gables too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, let's wrap with just one more thought on the preseason game here this past weekend. What's it like when you take that first hit of the year to just kind of like – remember that, hey, this is back and real again?
It's always good getting the first one out the way, you know, just, you know, getting the feel for the game, getting like, you know, once you catch the ball, you know, you got 11 bodies looking at you ready to take your head off. So it's always good to get the first one out the way. Then you can start, you know, brainstorming on how to break those tackles or get those extra yards or whatever. So
one last one. When this offense is at its best, I know we haven't had a chance to see it yet, but when you guys are fully clicking, what does that look like?
I guess we'll show you better than I can tell you.
I hope so. I think a lot of us hope so. Yeah. We really appreciate your time, man, and wish you good health and good luck this year. It's been
fun to
follow your career, and we're glad you're in Cleveland long term.
Appreciate that.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.